B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Welcome to the Fanatic Family.
5 o'clock hour, Mike Missinelli Show, 5 o'clock hour, brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event for July, where you'll get 40% off all windows and doors. Just call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. John Knowledge Wednesday, final hour, final chance for you to win a pair of tickets to Fan Fest. The questions, I gotta be honest with you, the questions weren't difficult today.
No.
They were not difficult. People were just not connecting. Phillies tonight coming off a big win last night following a horrendous loss the night before. Maeda Pivetta. And your lineup has No Gloves Bamboo Brad in the five hole.
Yeah.
Hazley in the six hole. Williams. Nick Williams back up in the seven hole. And Andrew Knapp in the eight hole. Am I getting conned by this? It looks so ridiculously easy. The line on this game is minus 160. Dodgers, minus 160 right now. I mean, is that a money line cash and carry or what? Seriously, am I conning myself here? Because that's a million-dollar money line bet.
You would think. But there's Booney shares a little information.
Uh-oh. What's the information? Maeda's given up a lot of home runs this year.
He has. Now, that Kenley Jansen, he's dealing with a ankle swelling from Hazley's hit last night, and he doesn't expect to be available.
Well, he stinks anyway.
He said that, though, not the manager. I think he's calling himself out like he's saying he's out. I don't think they have a better alternative, though. So if
they've got three guys in there to throw 96 and plus their bullpen.
They don't close. It's something mental with the closer.
Kenley Jansen stinks.
He's
now, let me tell you something. If the Dodgers, listen, they look like the go-ahead World Series winner, right?
Looks like
National League East champs for sure, right?
Yeah.
The only thing that possibly hold them back is that guy.
Well, he's out tonight.
That's not an advantage for the Phillies.
That doesn't help, huh?
No. They cuffed him last night. He had nothing.
They were knocking him around. But he was hurt. And the manager thinks he's the best option.
He maxes at 91 anymore. He used to be able to throw a fastball by you. He maxes at 91. He's the closer. I'm telling you, that's their Achilles heel, that closer spot. They're going to lose a couple games in the playoffs like that because of that guy. All right, let's go to AJ in West Philly. AJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. AJ.
What up, Big Mike?
What's going on, AJ?
Now, I got a question for you. I honestly won three sets of FanFest tickets, and I always go by myself. But I want to bring my daughters and my son and my wife with me. So is that possible, Mike?
Sure. Well, how old are the kids?
13, 11, and 5.
Nope.
Oh, they can't come?
Can't come. Young? Nope. Too young for the kiddies.
Oh,
sorry, man. It's too much debauchery. We don't let the kids in.
Yeah, especially with Martinez up on the stage judging the talent show.
Yeah, plus we're at a bar mall, so you know what I'm saying. You can't have the kids hurt.
And I gotta bring up current events, man. Did you see what our president said when he told those women to go back to where they came from? This is why I always bring up current events, Mike, because a lot of people don't be knowing, and we set off stuff that happened to the side when we see other crazy stuff happen, man.
No, listen, I get it, and he was censured by actually four Republicans.
What? A whole four out of 100?
A whole four Republicans out of 197. And one of the guys from Bucks County did it. Yeah, yeah. They're offensive racist comments, but it's a day in the life of. I mean, what? I don't even react anymore to stuff. Kyle and New Hope. Kyle, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kyle. Yo, Kyle.
First come, first serve, though.
Kyle, turn your radio off, Kyle.
You're what?
Yeah, all right. Let's go Jay in Robbinsville. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay.
Mikey Miss, what's going on?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, that's one nigga that called, and what a win last night, man.
Tremendous win. After the disappointment of Neris, and then he balloons up and hits a guy, and you're thinking, not another miserable loss.
Exactly. Doesn't that show you that I have a little heart? They showed me a little
showed
heart.
Showed a little heart. Actually, I was sharpening a knife for today after Neris gave up that home run, right? I was poised to explode, and all of a sudden they took it away from me.
I know, but it's a good thing. I'm glad it took it from you.
Well, yeah, sometimes the sports talk us is not a good thing, but I hear you.
I had to call him, too. I heard that guy, the guy I called earlier, so it made me call.
I was sharpening the knives, baby.
Now, Tom McCarthy will never fill Harry Cowell's shoes. He knows that. But you got to give the man credit. That was one hell of a call.
It's a great call.
I mean, and I didn't see that Franco walked off with it earlier this week.
It was a great call. It was a tremendously exciting call. You did a great job with it. On the fly, a natural call, a natural excitement where the voice inflection goes up at the proper moment.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But, I know we definitely need pitching. We know, everyone knows that. But after that win last night, I know we were putting out, a minor league lineup tonight. But you feel like, the page is turning. I mean, maybe a little optimistic. Maybe, I'm just hoping.
Yeah, what page is that?
what page?
They're sending Pivetta out there tonight.
I know. I'm not worried. But the offense has got to come around. That's what we're kind of banking this season on. We knew we kind of had the pitching, but we're hoping, we had the
pitching. This is the problem, Jay. The problem is, to make a run, you got to win some games in a row. You need to get on streaks. Now, how do they do that with this staff?
Yeah, try out Nola.
It's impossible to win 3-4 games in a row.
I'm trying.
I get you. I'm just trying to say, listen, I hope I'm the same as you. I hope that things turn around for them. I hope they go out and make a big deal and become a wild card fixture. But I look at the staff and I go, they're trying to get something done with 1.5 pitchers.
Now, I did hear they were linked to the Diamondbacks pitcher, Robbie Ray, lefty. What do you think about that?
Robbie Ray would be a great acquisition, but it's going to cost them prospects to get Robbie Ray.
I think he might have to do it. I'm not sure of his contract situation. Maybe a rental or if we have him for a year.
Now, I don't know what his contract situation is, but he's a name that gets my attention.
Yeah, I definitely think of being left from the left side, too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right, you want a shot of general knowledge to get to FanFest?
Yeah.
All right, here we go with who did that 1990s song.
All right.
So let's go. 1993, If I Had $1 Million. If I Had $1 Million.
If I Had $1 Million. Oh, man.
I think they're from Canada. They are. They're Canadian.
I'll just say it's that. Beck.
No, not Beck. I always get who do I get these guys confused with?
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth.
Yes.
And that was
Bare Naked Ladies is the correct answer.
Yes.
Smash Mouth got mad at me.
Exactly.
Because I said that to them.
Uh-huh. Right.
And that's
they,
right.
And
that's
they
right.
Responded.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're kind of the same band. They look the same.
Kind
yes,
of.
But one's Bay Area.
One's Canadian. Bare Naked Ladies is Canadian.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Spencer and Paoli. Spencer, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Spence.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's going on, buddy?
I just want to talk about Bryce Harper.
Yes, sir.
What do you think last night's hit did for him? And, he's in a little rut right there.
I hope it energizes him to the point where he starts bashing home runs. I don't know. Right. I mean, early in the year, he had some moments like that where he won some games. And last night was a big moment for him, and he jumped on it. I hope that is one of the examples of a guy who can carry a team, because he certainly has that ability. And I hope the home runs flow from this point on. But I don't know.
I love the walk off. I loved all that. What do you think about Hoskins going 0-for-4?
Hoskins for what?
He went 0-for-4 last night.
Well,
do you think that there's some competition in the lineup right there that Hoskins trying to? They got the same manager, right? That Harper got $330 million.
The same agent, you mean?
Yeah.
Agent.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. I thought, yeah. What's the point? I'm trying to figure out what point you make.
Do you think there's any jealousy in between?
No. Hoskins hasn't accomplished anything in baseball yet compared to Bryce Harper. So there can't be any jealousy.
One last question.
Mm-hmm.
See, yeah, Knapp came up real big last night with that hit.
Yes, he did.
He started, and then, it seems like people coming off of the bench, it seems like every time Kaplan comes up, angry, you know what I mean? It seems like we're winning games.
Who's coming up angry?
The coach did, Kaplan.
Kapler?
Yeah, Kapler, sorry.
Okay, you having a good day today? What's up? What's going on, Spence? What'd you do today?
I was trying to hang out with you, man.
You just hanging out? Did you hit the herb a little bit today?
Yeah, a little bit, man.
All right.
But what I'm trying to say.
It's all good.
Everybody's got to have a day off, right?
I got you. Yeah, would you like a question?
I'm going to leave it at that.
All right, I'm going to leave you with this. How about who did that hip-hop song? You got a chance to, you can come to FanFest.
Okay.
And probably get baked before. But here it is. Who did that hip-hop song? Now, are you a Caucasian?
I'm half Spanish.
You're half Spanish. All right. Yeah. We can kind of put you in a Caucasian realm, right, Ty? He qualifies as a Caucasian for this question. Who did that hip-hop song? All right, so let's go with Mo Money, Mo Problems, 1997.
Mo Money, Mo Problems, Puff Daddy and Mix.
That's incorrect, brother. Notorious B.I.G. did Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Nah, that's a correct answer.
That's a correct answer.
Yeah, it's more.
Not according to my sheet here.
Biggie's on it, but it's really more.
It's really?
Yeah.
Why? Because I aced them.
It's all right.
Why they got Biggie doing that?
It is Biggie.
After he had passed away, but the whole video and everything was Mace and Biggie and the Puffy dancing and everything.
Dude to call
and
back.
Biggie's just on the screen because he had passed away. And
my man Baked McBride, tell him to call back. Baked McBride, call back and we'll get you tickets.
Yeah, Biggie's like a feature in the song.
But okay. He gets the credit for it. That's my bad then.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Because you hit the gong, and I thought you know.
No, I hit it that it was right.
Yeah, I know you did, and that threw me. I thought you maybe hit the wrong button.
No, I thought.
Okay, and I iced them.
That's all right.
All right, Barry and Ephrata. Barry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Barry,
this is Barry, and I just want to ask you: is it okay since I'm 77 that I talk on your show?
Of course it is.
Well, you just said I couldn't go to the other thing.
Well, no, I was saying FanFest. I'm trying to, sometimes it's a little too, the stuff that goes on at FanFest is craziness, and I'm not so sure older people would be comfortable in that kind of environment. I'm just trying to look out for the people, you know?
What tells you what you do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, older people sometimes don't like loud music or like obnoxious.
You're saying I'm ancient, Tom. I'm not 90. I'm only 77.
All right, you can come to FanFest. How's that?
I don't want to come now.
All right, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I was trying to help out people. It's a younger crowd normally.
And there's a lot of dancing, a lot of drinking.
Yes.
It's like a big tailgate, essentially. It's like a tailgate with stuff to do. It's a tailgating carnival.
Adult dancers are there.
Yeah.
Well, I can talk to elderly callers all day long. We have a lot of elderly callers here.
It's very hot.
I'm just saying, I'm looking out for you here.
It's very hot out.
It is very hot.
The typical, what do you think? The typical age demographic is probably 21 to
40. Yeah.
And then there are a lot of older people who go.
Yeah.
But no, it's hot out. There's a lot going on.
Right.
Yeah. You're just, I know. You don't want, it's fine.
I mean.
Poor Barry.
Let's go to Oliver in Virginia. Oliver, you're 97.5 The Fanatic. Oliver.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's going on, Oliver?
Hey, I'm good. I wanted to talk about Ben Simmons and how people are making a big thing about this contract and his jump shot. I'm of the mindset that they signed him. Let's go. Even though he does not have a jump shot, he has not tried a jump shot, I'm willing to wait and see if he does a jump shot. So it's a good signing because finally we get to have someone mature within the Sixers organization. So
There's no way you couldn't sign him to an extension. And you're rooted with these two players. You have committed to the Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid era, and you're going to build around that. That's the way it works. So, yeah, that's okay. It's a good extension. I understand he's got flaws, but I still would make the move, too.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. How many stars have we let go and then matured in other places? Let him mature here.
Yeah, I'm not so sure we've given up many stars that matured in other places. I think that's like that's a perception that's not quite true. But I hear you.
Okay. All right, and Bryce Harper, I'm waiting on Bryce Harper, too. I'm Philly 4-for-4 all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to wait. You know, I'm tired of the hurry up, and I want it now. I want it to mature, and I want him to do well.
I wanted the playoffs. I got to be honest with you. I think that they really should have been a playoff contender. So it's disappointing that they're not. But Bryce Harper is one of the least of my worries. Believe me.
Exactly.
All right. You want a chance to get to FanFest by winning tickets?
Yeah.
Musical acts by state. I'm going to give you two musical acts. You tell me the state they're from. Chuck Berry and Nelly.
The state is Missouri.
Correct! Very nicely done. I didn't know Chuck Berry's from Missouri. Maybe Nelly was.
Yeah, speaking of Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After Fan Fest, if you so choose, there's tickets on sale at Xfinity Live. Nelly concert.
You think Nelly will stop over at Fan Fest?
I hope so.
I hope so, but I don't think so.
Why don't you work your magic, Tyron?
What magic? I mean, I'll try to get Nelly over.
Hip-hop contacts?
No, but I got Xfinity Live contact, so I can talk to them.
Try to get Nelly over.
That wouldn't be bad.
Why don't you just Nelly on stage?
Yeah, that would be
so cool.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, I think 9 o'clock that night. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he could do ride with me while we're on stage.
You're probably doing sound check over there, right? It's a sound check. Come on over.
Come over. Speak to the people. He'll probably sell some extra tickets.
There you go.
Because Nelly's still out in these streets.
That's right.
Sure is.
Chris in South Philly. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Mike. What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Hey. Seems like you're ticking off the elderly and the young guys today.
I don't know. I didn't mean to tick off the elderly. I'm looking out for people.
Bring back Spencer, man. He was lit. That guy was crazy.
Oh, yes, he was. Big McBride. He didn't call back for his tickets yet.
Give them to me. I'll take them. So, basically, I just wanted to call about, like, you know, I'm glad with the optimism about, you know, with the Phillies. And, you know, I'm just, what are they going to do if they win a wild card game? They got to play the Dodgers in the series? I mean, who's going to be excited about that?
Well, listen, wouldn't you be more excited if they did play the Dodgers in the playoffs than not?
I would.
What are you going to do if not? I mean...
Well, I would if they actually go acquire some people at the deadline where... They could at least give them a chance.
Well, they're probably not going to beat the Dodgers this year, but it's still.
No.
I would rather have the excitement of them being in the playoffs during Eagles season. I mean, that's a double hit.
That's true.
And then you got the anticipation of the Sixers. I mean, that's a good time for a Philly sports fan.
Yeah. But, I mean, keep throwing that lineup on TV. It's making my stomach hurt.
Oh, Booney loves this lineup tonight.
And Game of Thrones. I already got done watching the final season, so what am I going to do now? You know,
I'm looking for a new show myself. I'm gonna try. Chernobyl.
Oh, okay, that was good. I watched that.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah, all right, I'm gonna check that out. Good. All right, you ready for a general knowledge question?
I'm ready, man.
General knowledge question for a pair of tickets to FanFest.
Okay.
All right. What was Robert Bork prevented from joining when he was borked in 1987?
Oh, my God. The Army?
That's incorrect. Robert Bork was borked from the U.S. Supreme Court in 1987. He was too radical. Moose in South Philly. Moose, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Moose? Moose. Moose is not there. Moose gone. All right. Mike in Hatfield. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's happening, Mike?
Hey, I want to talk some Phillies with you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, the first thing I want to talk about is the playoffs this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, I've been a Phillies fan for 40 years, but they might make the playoffs. They're going to lose first round. Got to tell you then.
Maybe. You know, in a one-game playoff, maybe they win that and they get a series out of it.
I serious doubts about that.
All right, but what would be the harm if they did make the playoffs? Like, you wouldn't be again. You would encourage.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I encourage it. I love seeing them. Hell, I watch replays.
Yeah, no, listen, I feel like you feel. I feel there's no way their pitching staff can hold up to the point where they stay in a playoff race. But no, you know, it doesn't mean I don't want it to happen. It doesn't mean I don't want them to go out and make a deal and maybe get closer to making it happen.
Yeah, but you know, I think you said it before that they'd have to put a real nice package to get anything of quality together.
Yes, they would.
You know, and I just don't see
that. And maybe these guys tonight, like Haseley and Nick Williams, can light it up and actually become marketable type players in a deal.
Well,
right, that's the one thing you got to look at tonight. Root for Nick Williams and Haseley to come up big so they can be put in a trade.
I'd love to see that. I don't know that it'll happen, but I would love to see it.
I get you. All right, you want to try to win tickets here to FanFest?
Yeah, sure.
All right, 1990. Who did that 1990 song? 1991 song, very popular song. Everybody dance now.
Oh.
The song's actually called Gonna Make You Sweat.
Oh, who did it? Oh, man.
Gonna Make You Sweat. Everybody dance now.
If I get the beat, do I win? I got the beat.
Sorry, man. You got to get the artist. You're out. C&C Music Factory.
Yeah.
You like that song, Mike, don't you?
Dun, 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 dun.
That's exactly how it went.
Yeah, when it went bad, when he went solo, it went bad for him.
Yeah?
Whatever his name, Supreme, Justice, something, whatever his name was. Yeah. It didn't go well for him. He ended up having to do a Skinamax show.
No,
he did?
He did?
He did an episode of like Silk Stockings or something like that. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, to make ends meet. It's tough out there. You go.
Lingerie, the series.
Yeah, Freedom. That's what it was. Freedom. Freedom Williams was his name. Yeah, and he went solo. It didn't go well for him.
Oh, no.
And then he didn't want to pay the person who sang. That's what broke it up. There's a girl, the woman who sang.
Mm. Yeah.
Was a larger woman.
So I want everybody dance now?
Yeah. He didn't want to pay her and didn't put her in the video. So then there was some lawsuits and then he was like, I'm going solo and it didn't work. There's a whole thing. He was gypping people.
Everybody dance now.
Yeah, it went ugly.
All right. Take a break. We'll come back. Coming down the home stretch, Mike Missinelli Show. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
At paulbmoyer.com. Miss Natalie.
There they go. 777 votes on today's poll. I feel like that's lucky. Mm-hmm. Well, last night's big game, build momentum for Bryce Harper. 76% say yes, 24% say no.
All righty, I'm looking at the betting line. 96% of the money line on the Dodgers. Big money line bet. I think I'm interested. I think I'm going to have to dip the toe in tonight.
See, now you put me in a jam. I want to root for your money. But but I could just love a bottom of the ninth situation where a club Tyrone guy now wins the game for the Phillies.
This is a big game for you tonight, Tyrone.
This is club Tyrone.
Club Tyrone dudes back-to-back in the lineup.
Protecting each other, working together to help the Phillies win.
You know, I'm still thinking about that story that we talked about earlier about the guy getting his G-thang cut off with scissors.
Mm-hmm.
With scissors. Now, that's a hell of an infomercial for those scissors, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say.
Like, you get to get the Flex Seal guy, Phil Swift. Phil Swift here for scissors that can cut off a man's penis.
I mean, they would have to be very sharp.
Phil Swift.
Do you think he sharpened them prior to?
How did he?
I don't know about it.
Now, I'm not a
I'm laughing at Phil Swift. Now.
How did Phil Swift? How clocked? He must have been clocked in the head. Because if you're getting tied up.
Ooh, Phil Swift? What?
The guy that got tied up.
Oh, the guy that got his
He must have got knocked in the head because you got to struggle to where he can't get those knots but so tight. Because the one thing you have to protect at all costs is that.
You had a hit him with a stun gun to get him tied up.
That's what I mean.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Well, no. I don't know how you get a guy tied down without him fighting you.
Did he sneak into the middle of the night?
Even so, though.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as he makes one move to tie a guy's hand, he's going to wake up.
And so the fact that he was tied up and clearly completely immobilized, because if you can fight, you'll fight for that.
He would have had to tie his legs, too.
That's what I mean. You're kicking it. So he was he probably either drugged him or knocked him out. Or like you said, a stun gun or something to get him in that spot to tie him up. Or he had help,
that's a good point.
Which is even worse. Like an accomplice.
The wife.
Yikes.
Oh, she
no.
Got him.
Let's go to Jamal in West Philly. Jamal, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jamal.
Hey, what's going on, yo?
What's up, Jamal?
Not much. Now, definitely I was super excited about the hit last night, but honestly, overall speaking, with the constant switch of the lineup and the weak bullpen, I'm just not all the way there to make it through the playoffs with the Phils. I'm more so rooting.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right, but you know, the only thing that like that game does last night is whether Bryce Harper can now carry you on his back for a little bit, like Ryan Howard used to do in the old day.
Definitely.
Like Mike Schmidt used to do in the old day.
Superstars are superstars, which Bryce proved last night, but I just don't want to get my hopes up, man. But that hit definitely had me yelling and screaming. I was all for it. So.
Well, it erased such an ugly moment, too. I mean, you almost needed it. For their own sanity. If they would have lost two games in a row like that, it would have been disastrous.
I can only imagine how the day would have turned out if they lost both those games.
Oh, like man, I'm telling you, I was ready to come in fired up. Fired up because he made, it was an anti-analytical move that had him use Hector Neris in that ninth inning rather than a left-hander against a left-hander.
Right.
All right, man, you wanted to try to get a general knowledge question right?
Let's do it.
It's who did that hip hop song? You good at this?
Say that again.
It's who did that hip hop song? Are you good at this?
I'm following. All right,
1993. The song was "It Was a Good Day." Who did it?
Ice Cube.
That is correct. Hold on a second. Cube. It was a good day.
See, some kids think he's only an actor, so it's good that a younger guy got that because there's some they just know him as a kid movie star.
Yep. Doug in Montgomeryville. Doug, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Doug.
How you doing?
What's up, Doug?
Hey, well, I get about three things. One, I want to step back a little bit. But talk about Simmons, you know. Tyrone talking about, you know, because he's working out and training, that all of a sudden that guarantees he's going to do better. And all that means is that there's a possibility he's going to do better. We don't know it until it happens. So when I hear that, I kind of get a little aggravated.
Well, why do you get aggravated? I mean, you know what's got to happen.
Well, I get aggravated.
Either you believe it or not. Either you have faith in it or not. Now, personally, I don't really have a lot of faith that he's going to come back with a jump shot. Take it in the door of the game.
I don't project. What I do is I assume that there's a greater possibility considering what he's doing. But I won't buy it until I see it happen.
I'm the same way as you.
All right. But I get aggravated when people say, or he's doing, then all of a sudden it's going to be a great...
Well, there's no reason to get aggravated. It's just their opinion. Just like yours is an opinion.
Right. Well, I'm different than you. I still get...
Yeah, don't get aggravated.
One thing about I'm going to say something about the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, like we're talking about what happened last night. That's great, but... You know, my father used to have a statement saying what can go wrong will go wrong. And they should have known that in the beginning of the season. And the other thing is McPhail says, well, there's no sense of really trying. Well, you know, there's a point of no return. They take us to the point of no return, but what they do is they decide to go back to the other shoreline and say, well, it's done. And that's what's aggravating, that they would take us that far and then just stop it.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, it was misguided belief that they could save themselves a little money by believing in their own dudes. And it was faulty.
Exactly. And I'm 70, and I take...
All right, well, I'm going to give you a question, because I want a 70-year-old to come to FanFest.
Okay, I already got tickets for FanFest.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but I'll try
this. All right, well, here's the, it's the final question of the day. You might as well take a shot at it. All right, this is musical acts by state. I'm going to give you two musical acts. You give me the state,
well,
different.
I'm not a hip-hop guy.
It's not a hip-hop. Aerosmith and New Kids on the Block. What state are they from?
California.
That's incorrect. Sorry. It's Massachusetts, man. You can get that just from the Wahlbergs.
That's
how you answer that question.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, Google Marky Mark. Yeah. Assault.
And the Kids on the Block at the Wahlbergs.
Mark did a bad thing when he was growing up in Boston.
Oh, he did?
Right, some Sally. Yeah, yeah. It was tough growing up in a Sally. And Aerosmith, I knew they were from Mass.
Yeah. He talks about that, though. Yeah. Stephen, he's talked about it enough time.
All right, coming up is Sound Off right here. Oh, by the way, Hector Neris just came down, has been suspended 3 games by Major League Baseball for throwing at the... You know, I saw that he hit freeze, right? Yeah, he hit David Freeze. I was trying to read David Freeze's lips. David Freeze, I'm pretty sure, was calling him hombre.
No, he wasn't.
I could have sworn that I was reading his lips and he was saying hombre.
If he called him hombre, he should get one. Or you take one.
I don't know if anybody noticed that last night. I watched it really closely. The guy who was saying hombre.
That's out of line.
He was taunting him. After
he got hit, he got mad at Neris, which I can understand getting mad.
Saying something to him.
But you can't
I was reading lips, and it looked like he said hombre. Now, I could be mistaken. I apologize if I am, but that's what I was reading his lips.
That would be out of line.
All right, Sound Off is next right here. 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Yeah, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That is the Sound Off line. Hey, last night was a great night for the Sound Off line because after Neris gave up the home run, boom, you immediately get to the phone, right? Now Harper wins the game, boom, you immediately get to the phone. So we have a conflagration of calls. All right, let's see what we have on the Sound Off.
Tonight's lineup. Are you crazy? If I was Nick Pivetta, I would go out and hit the first two batters, get thrown out of the game, and go watch the rest of the game in the clubhouse or a bar. Crazy.
No faith in the young studs in the lineup. No gloves. Bamboo Brad. Haze Matt. Nicky Dubs. And Andrew Knapp.
Let me ask you a question. Why would they wait until now to announce the extensions of McPhail and Klentak when the disapproval rating is at an all-time low? Why wouldn't you have done this in April after the offseason you had? From a marketing standpoint, it makes no sense, and now the fans are even more pissed off. And I'm pissed off!
Well, you noticed it was broken. The story was broken, okay? So they probably had this in the works, and then before that 16-2 debacle, and they decided, well, let's keep it quiet. And then somebody found out about it and broke the story. It wasn't like the Phillies announced it with pride.
Yeah, they still have it officially confirmed.
They have it.
Hey, Mike, they're saying we're 50 days from the start of the NFL season. Or as I like to say, we're 210 days away, 30 weeks, from Eagles Parade numero dos.
Oof, everybody's got the Super Bowl locked down. Got to play a season, but I like them. I like the anticipation coming into this year.
This team is pathetic, Mike. What are they going to do? Our bullpen is pathetic. I can't take it anymore.
That's obviously a call made after Neris gives up the bomb. And it complicates things by making a zoo out of it by throwing it to Freeze.
Mike, why is Roman Quinn on this team? How is he even in the majors? I mean, bunt with two outs because you can't hit. I can't watch it for it. It's just absolutely brutal.
Little Roro. Little Roro. Oh, I don't know. Don't get me started on these guys that they look at and say they think they can play in the big leagues.
I don't get it. They suck. They stink. They're a disgrace to this city. They can't do anything. And you're running off pouring water on Bryce like you just won the MVP in the World Series. Get a clue.
Come on, man. You're not supposed to have a subdued celebration when that moment happens. They came back from a tumultuous collapse to win that game. I mean, that deserves a celebration.
Hey, John Middleton, you said that you listen to what the fans have to say. Obviously, you're not when you extend two of the three stooges. So we're going to have to put up with these guys for another 3 years, 4 years. Well, that's when I'll be back rooting for the Phillies and watching them again. See you in 4 years. See you in 23.
That's our man from Shenzhou.
Two
of the three stooges. He just hates McPhail and Klepek. Hates them.
He really does.
With that AAA lineup tonight, they better go small ball if they even think of having a chance to win.
You know what? Nick Williams is going to hit a home run tonight. I smell it. I smell a home run from Nick Williams. Hazel hit a hard ground ball to second baseman. But I think Nick Williams will leave the yard tonight, Tyrone. In all your glory, yes. It's a Tyrone night at the ballpark.
Mike, you're missing for next year in the outfield. Jay Bruce is signed for next year. Jay Bruce is playing left, and McCutcheon's probably starting in center field. Yes, I know he's old. But it's
going to
happen.
Nah, can't do it. Can't have Jay Bruce as a regular starter. You would have to platoon him in left field. So you still need a right-handed hitting outfielder if you're going to play McCutcheon in center field. But I don't see... McCutcheon's coming off a torn ACL. You're going to throw him in center field now at age 34? I don't know.
Mike, rain, the storm, giving Neris an out. I can see it now. He warmed up, and he sat too long, and he blew the game.
Well, I'm sure that contributed to it, but Hector Neris is a guy that you just obviously can't rely on. You know, the split is not sharp every night, and when it's not, it's a balloon. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
I don't like it.
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound dog gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
All right, by the way, Hector Neris is appealing the suspension, so that means he is available in the Phil's bullpen for tonight. All right, stay tuned. Andrew Salchunas in the baseball show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. On the TV side, quick slants and then the Phil's pregame show. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.